Thanks, Tom. It's great to be able to welcome you all here to Cornell. I was told there were going to be 40 folks here. Ricardo, this is not your budgeting process, right? We're delighted to see everyone here. It's a beautiful day in Ithaca, and it's a great day for astronomy, and certainly a great day for Cornell. It's as I say, we're delighted to be hosting this meeting, and we're certainly certain that this meeting is going to be a very important step on the journey to CCAT, the realization of CCAT. And for when we're in Cornell, we will refer to CCAT as the Cornell Caltech Atacama Telescope. I'm sure that you realize that that's not the official name anymore, but in Cornell, that's the name, right? This journey towards CCAT began about 10 years ago when Ricardo and Joe Verwerka and some of the other astronomers became really excited about the prospects of having a university-run facility that would look in the far infrared submillimeter spectral range to address some of the rapidly emerging issues, questions in astronomy and cosmology. And that excitement that they had and continue to have was enough to convince the provost at the time, Don Randall, to put a little bit of money on the table to see what mad astronomers could do, mad in a good sense. Over the next 10 years, there was a regular request for more money. They have a habit of doing that, and there were regular trips to the administration building asking for support, and it was given slowly and grudgingly. There was also a very determined Cornell alumnus who also said, well, not only do I think this is a great idea, I will put money on the table. Cornell better get his priorities straight and put money on the table, too. So we did a little bit, and then the team went out and started finding partners, and particularly the Caltech partner, and they continued on that process. When I became the Vice Provost of Research about 3 years ago, Ricardo and his team again trudged over to the administration building and pitched me on this story and tried to convince me to go back upstairs and get more money out of the provost office. I didn't know what to think. They looked very excited. The work sounded really good, and I knew the budget was starting to look pretty bad. But we went upstairs. I talked to my predecessor, Bob Richardson. I said, what should we do about this? It looks good, but can we afford this? He said, well, the chances of this working is very small. On the other hand, if you want to support research, you better support people with quality, people with vision, and people with drive. Sooner or later, enough of those ideas actually work. So try to keep it going if you can. So we did, and again, we gave barely adequate money to barely keep it alive, and of course, that was all a part of the plan to make these guys work really hard. Fred Young kept telling us it was not even barely adequate, I think was the statement. But this year, the hope and the dream became more than just a prayer, and it started becoming a reality. As you just heard, as you all know previously, and I think that's why you're here in part, the decadal survey came out and said that of all the proposed ground-based projects of medium cost, i.e. those that are still barely affordable by a group of universities working together, there's only one project in this category that is called out because it is rated by far the most high, and that, of course, was the CCAT project. That was a wonderful endorsement of the vision and foresight of the people who've come together on this. And we really are very excited by where we are now. CCAT will be a very unique facility with a broad base of investigation of cosmic origins in the widest range of scales, from the processes that regulate the formation of galaxies to that of stars and planetary systems. It is designed to be highly complementary with ALMA. It will take advantages of the rapidly evolving detector technology that we're seeing coming online now, and we're built in what I am assured is absolutely the best site in the world, 18,400. Is it exactly 400 or 402 or something? Exactly. Okay. Up from the floor of the Atacama Desert in Chile, which astronomers tell us is the Mother Earth's gift to their trade of looking up into and through the sky. So now with the endorsement of the Decadal Survey, with the support that our partners are bringing to the enterprise, and the growing interest of the astronomy community, again witnessed by the overflow attendance here, and by the expressed interest to think about this in a very serious way from the National Science Foundation, we really look forward to seeing CCAT become a reality over the next few years. With Cornell continuing its tradition of fostering the training, education, and formation of scientists at the forefront of astrophysical research, and as a builder of really forefront astronomical facilities. We, of course, have many a mile and many a dollar to go before we can make all this happen, but yesterday there was a great development that we would like to share with you that will really take us a long way down that road. And to make that announcement, to now tell you about that development, I would like to introduce our provost, Ken Fox, who will share this some very, very good news with you.
Participation in a science project such as CCAT is a great adventure. It's an adventure because of the spectacular science as we create this cosmic surveyor. It's a great adventure because of the scale. At this distant location, the scope, the budget, the time scale. It's an exciting adventure also because of just the uncertainty of whether it's going to actually happen. And as Bob said, with the Astro 2010 survey, the National Academy's report, we know it is going to happen. And as Bob also mentioned, it takes a lot of persistence and a lot of dedication. We've had that here. Many of you in this room have been participating in that process. We've had faculty such as Ricardo, such as Joe, and many others that have been dedicated to this for many years. But we've also had individuals that have been a significant part of this process that have dedicated the resources to this. And as Bob mentioned, one of those individuals is Fred Young. Fred has several degrees from Cornell, a couple of degrees from the College of Engineering. He also has an MBA degree from Cornell. And Fred has been a consistent supporter of CCAT from the very beginning, over some 8 years, convincing administration, making it actually happen here on the local campus. Yesterday afternoon in my office, with Bob present, with Joe Verka, with Ricardo Giovanelli, with Martha, and with others in my office, Fred Young signed an agreement to give another $11 million to this project from his personal resources. What I'd like to do, Fred, come up here. Come up. So Fred has made this happen from Cornell's perspective. His dedication to this university has come through in many ways. But this is pretty spectacular. He has been the person that's made it happen when the economy downturn happened, and he's making it happen into the future. So we're just so very, very grateful on behalf of not just Cornell, but on behalf of CCAT, on behalf of astronomy worldwide, and on behalf of the great science that's going to take place for many, many decades. Thanks again, Fred. Thanks. Thank you.